Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
Okay, it is Nicole Sandler back with you on Air America Radio. And, well, I'm really, really excited that we are joined by Don Was. Now, if the name is not familiar to you, his work is. First of all, you remember Was Not Was, a band that was around a lot in the 1980s. But after that time, and still continues in some form, and we'll get to that, Don Was is probably most known for his amazing work as a record producer, and he has worked with everyone from Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, Ziggy Marley, Al Green. The list goes on and on and on, and he's always there. I mean, he's sort of omnipresent. But most recently, just last week, Don Was went into the studio with an Iranian artist, a guy named Andy Madadian. And they went to record a song, and it wound up being this video sensation that has just gone viral. And you've probably seen it already. It is a new rendition of the Benny King classic Stand By Me, and it blew me away. So when I saw it, I just wanted to talk to Don Was, and I'm thrilled that he joins us tonight on Air America Radio. Hi, Don. Don, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
There you are.
Yeah, and don't mumble. First rule of radio. Okay, good. Hi.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to be here, Nicole.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. You know, I'm amazed that I worked in Los Angeles radio for so many years, and I don't think we have ever met.
Well, I was wondering about that. I know you were on KLSX, right?
Well, I was on KLSX. I was on KSCA, Channel 103.1, on a lot of stations. But
it's a weird thing about Los Angeles. I was in the bike shop the other day, and the salesman introduced me to Jack Black. And I'm looking at him, and I can't remember if I've ever met him or if I just know him from movies.
Right.
It happens all the time. I went up to Nicolas Cage about a year ago, and I knew he looked familiar, but I thought I went to high school with him.
Yeah,
living here.
Yes, that is that weird, surreal thing about Los Angeles. And you see people. This is off the topic, but I had a party. I was living on Woodrow Wilson Drive in the Hollywood Hills, and I have a very dear friend named Angela McCluskey, who you may know.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful singer, and she was like my social director. So we did. So I had a party, and there was this guy who showed up early. And I'm thinking, it's like, all right, I know you. We've probably met through Angela. And, of course, now I'm drawing a blank on his name. Josh, he's an actor. He was in Sports Night, the TV show. He was in, the Robin Williams movie, Seize the Day, Carpe Diem. I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, I didn't know him. I had never met him, but he was an actor. So, and there he was in my house, you know. Anyway,
if I haven't met you, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, it is a pleasure to meet you, too. And I know we haven't met because I would have remembered that because I've been a fan of yours for so long. I want to talk to you about your body of work because, my God, just everything you've accomplished is mind blowing. But the main reason I wanted to have you on tonight is because of this new video for Stand By Me, which people can watch. You've got a whole channel on mydamnchannel.com, and we'll talk about that, too. But I want to play a little bit of this. You went into a studio with this artist, Andy Madadian, who is an Iranian superstar. But actually, he's been here for quite a while now. And tell us the story. You went to the studio with him with the intent of recording a song?
We went to talk about recording a song. I was riding around listening to people talking about what was going on in Iran, and it sounded to me very reminiscent of the 60s in the United States. It's a youth movement. It's a civil rights movement. And I thought, man, they need a song.
They need an anthem, right?
Well, it helps. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
There's no question that music can change things. Music
yes, can it
affect
can.
Change. Music impacts us in strange ways. It brings people together. And, I was around when in the 60s, I remember the impact of We Shall Overcome and Blowing in the Wind. So I thought, I'm a musician. I'm not a politician. This is what I know how to do. So it just seemed like a good thing to do. So I'd met Andy before. I have his records. He's really, really great artist, you know, and a huge artist around the world. Can't go back to Iran. Can't play there. His records are banned there.
Wow. Now, he left in 79 after the revolution or during the revolution, right?
In haste.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he goes and plays in, you know, he can play in Armenia, he can play in, you know, Dubai, and people from around come to see him by the thousands, you know, and he can play stadiums. He's a very big artist.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt, let's just do a song. And it's not for sale, don't make CDs, just get it into Iran and let people know that the world's watching, that people in this country and around the world, you know, want to see a peaceful thing, want to see democracy, want to see the majority get their way and the minority treated properly. And so we met at the studio just to discuss it, and we happened to walk in the wrong door. And John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora and their producer, John Shanks, were eating their lunch. And, you know, they're old friends. I told them what we were doing. And John Bon Jovi said, well, look, if you want to cut it right now, we'll do it with you.
Cool.
And, yeah, it was really cool. It was really impromptu and off the cuff and without a whole lot of forethought. And we just cut it.
So how did you decide on Stand By Me? Had you already spoken about that?
Well, that was one of the things we talked about. I was kind of leaning towards Times They're a Changing, to be honest, because I thought, I love that song, man. You know, everyone thinks it's a 60s protest song, but it's really about the cyclical battle between youth and not youth. and people my age, youth and people. But Andy, you know, wisely knew the mentality of the movement there in Iran, and said, you know, it's a little too pointed. They don't want something that's going to incite more head breaking. You know, they don't want sanctions. They don't want troops coming in. They just want to know that people are with them. People know what's going on, and that you're standing by them. Poof, stand by me.
Right. All right.
And he jumped on the phone and called his lyricist, Pakshima, I think her name is. She's a psychoanalyst here in Brentwood, as a matter of
fact. Wow.
But she writes the Farsi lyrics to all his songs. And she came up with a really beautiful lyric. And we thought, man, if we can get John to sing it, you know, some of these lines in Farsi. He loved it. And he did a beautiful job. From what I understand, his pronunciation was great. And
wow. So did she write it out phonetically for him?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
And that was it, you know. 3 hours later, we had a record, and someone had a video camera. We spent a day cutting it up, and we gave it to Rob Barnett over at My Damn Channel, who knows how to get these things going.
Yes,
and,
well...
Saturday night, and when we woke up Sunday, you know, there were hundreds of thousands of views already.
Yes, well,
it's
you...
It's really amazing to watch it, you know. It's a different world.
Well, you were in the studio. It was a week ago yesterday,
yeah.
And here we are. Now, so it was last Wednesday. A week ago yesterday, you were in the studio. You videotaped it. You got it done. And now there's, 250,000 views or more by now.
Yeah, given all the different sites that are out there, it's over.
Right.
A million. But,
yeah.
But
oh, I'm sure.
The main thing is that it got into Iran. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's not for sale. No one's pressing CDs. We're not trying to get on the radio. We're not trying to have a hit record or anything. It's just, we just wanted to get this in there. And ultimately, once you start that, then the satellite TV stations start picking it up. So we know people are seeing it in Iran. We made the point. If they want to run with the song, it'd be wonderful to see those same signs, you know, in a demonstration and know that. There's that communication back and forth, but I'm glad we did it. You know?
Absolutely, and it's wonderful. I mean, the video is great. Here's John Bon Jovi singing in the Farsi. And that's Andy Madadian singing in English now. And it's a beautiful video, and you had some great session players there with you as well. Patrick Leonard is someone I crossed paths with years ago when he did a band called Third Matinee, but he's recorded with everyone from, well, Madonna to I think Michael Jackson too, didn't he?
Hey, oh yeah, no.
Oh yeah.
He's a great musician, and he's got a studio in that building. It was so spontaneous, you know. He came walking around the corner, and we said, "Come on, man." Yeah, played some beautiful stuff.
Well, it's a great project. Don Was is with us here on Air America Radio. Don, if you have a few more minutes, I need to take a break, but I'd love to come back and talk to you about your page on MyDamnChannel.com, which is the Wasmopolitan Cavalcade of Recorded Music,
yeah.
And also find out, you know, what you're doing. I hear that there's at least some incarnation of Was Not Was, who's been playing at one of my old haunts in Santa Monica recently.
Oh, yes. Okay,
oh, yes. Okay.
Talk about all of it.
Great. Stand by. Don Was is with us on Air America Radio. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
And we are joined by Don Was, as the music of Was Not Was plays in the background. All right, we talked about the video, which, by the way, there's a link to it from the show page on airamerica.com. It's also embedded in my blog at radioornot.com if you want to check that out. And there's a link as well to Don's page on mydamnchannel.com, which is the Wasmopolitan Cavalcade of Recorded Music. First, let's talk about Was Not Was. Now, I know you've been playing recent Monday nights at a cool little blues jazz joint in Santa Monica called Harvel's.
That's right. That's one of your old haunts. Eh?
Yes, it is. Mm. Yes, it is. I miss it there.
Place.
It really is. So now, what's going on? Is there a Was Not Was reunion resurgence happening?
Resurgence is strong. We did a tour last year. We went out and played. We played a lot in Europe and did about a month of U.S. dates, and we put out a brand new album. We just didn't want to wait for tours. And actually, it was a wonderful thing going into Harvel's, because there was no pressure. It was the first time we weren't playing to promote a record. We're playing just to play and to try to work up some songs from all our other records that we'd never performed before. And it's a great thing if you get back to the original intention, which is just to, you know, play and make people dance.
Right. And I hear that's going on there a lot. Now, and with you, it's David's not with you, but the rest of the band, Sweet Pea Atkinson's there, and
I'm impressed. Thank you. Sweet Pea, Sir Harry Bowens, Randy Jacobs. Some, you know, I've been playing for 40 years with some of these guys.
Wow. Wow. Oh, I wish I was there. I'm jealous. Now, let me ask you something. So Sweet Pea Atkinson and Harry Bowen, did you have anything to do with them joining Lyle Lovett's large band?
Well, probably, because I produced Lyle and I hired them to sing backgrounds. So
Wow.
And then we all did a tour one year. We were on tour with Lyle and with Dire Straits. We did 3 months in Europe together.
Oh, how nice.
And, so everyone became chummy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if people are not real familiar with you, that they certainly know, and I think this might have been the album that propelled you into the superstardom of producers, which is Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time.
Mm. Yeah, that was a nice shot in the arm.
No kidding.
You know what happened? We recorded that record, and then a month later, I recorded the B-52's Love Shack.
Mm.
And it's the combination of those two records really kind of changed things around. It's crazy how it works. I don't think I was doing anything any differently or that it even necessarily had anything to do with me, you know. But it's amazing how a couple of random events can change stuff. But then not to diminish the records.
They're both great records, and obviously as producer you did have a big role in them. Let me ask about My Damn Channel. Now, you have this page on MyDamnChannel.com, and, you know, you're in pretty good company. I know Harry Shearer's on there. There's a lot of great stuff on there. But your page, the Wasmopolitan Cavalcade of Recorded Music, and I was checking out, you know, you've got the Detroit All-Star Review. Of course, you're from Detroit. You've got Wasmopolitan Records. But I was really enjoying the Wasmopolitan Dance Party because I'm a huge Jill Sobule fan.
Really good. Okay.
Oh, she's the best. I love. I mean, as a friend too. I mean, she couldn't be nicer. She couldn't be more talented. But so what? You had her at this furniture store do a concert?
Yeah. It was loosely based around an old radio show from Detroit. There's a guy named Nat Morris who was on the local R&B station after school and every day, and he broadcast live from the showroom of Quality Discount Furniture over on 7 Mile and Gratiot. Perhaps you're familiar with the store. I don't know.
No?
But it was wonderful, you know, because it was a real community thing. People come in and dedicate songs to kids at their high school, and you felt a real connection. Like it was, so I thought we'd do the TV version of it.
It's wonderful. I love it. How do you choose what songs you put up on your page here?
Well, Rob Barnett, who founded My Damn Channel, has been like our Medici. You know? I mean, really, it's primarily a comedy channel. But I've known him for a number of years, and he said, let's do something with music. And my thought was, okay, look, let's assume that the downloading trend is just going to continue and people are going to expect music for free. Rather than prosecute them, let's just give it to them.
Cool.
Selling advertising up there, you know, let that subsidize the cost of going into the studio. And
right. Hey, Don, you know, do you have a couple more minutes? Can you hang with us for a few more minutes? Because I got to take a break here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, we'll take a break. Come back for one more segment with Don Was here on Air America Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
A girl has found another and gone away. With her, with my future, my life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
And Don Was is still with us. He is a musician and record producer extraordinaire. And we're listening to the new version of Stand By Me that he produced just last week in a studio in L.A. with Iranian artist Andy Badadian. And John Bon Jovi and a slew of very talented musicians. And this video has gone viral and it was produced with the hope that the people in Iran will see it and know that we are standing with them. And so we spoke with Don about that. And, of course, I kept him on to just talk music because that's what I like doing. So Don, back to your the Wasmopolitan Cavalcade of Recorded Music, which people can find at mydamnchannel.com/Don Was. How do you pick the music that you put on here? Because you've got some great stuff and some amazing artists on here.
Well, thank you very much. It's totally on a whim. You know, most of these things aren't really thought out. If I bump into somebody, I say, come on, let's go in the studio. The gist of it is that we record one or two songs and finish them in the same day and film the session. And it's very exciting to record something on a Friday and have it up for the world to see on Monday.
Definitely, because that's not usually how it works in at least the recording world, is it?
Not anymore. You used to go and record a song and take it down to the local radio station and persuade them to play it. And then
it doesn't work that way anymore either, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
No.
But you'd check the record store and you'd play it on a Friday night. If there were people in line on Saturday, you had a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wonderful immediacy to that. And,
right.
Yeah, that's long gone. But it was a real shot in the arm, for me, just aesthetically. You know, to be able to just go in and make a record for the sake of making it, knowing that you could distribute it to the world, and if people liked it, they liked it, and if they didn't, they didn't. But, you didn't have, people coming in and trying to make you homogenize it. It's been a great thing. I'm so glad that we've been able to do this site. And we've created, 60, 70 songs that wouldn't have been there otherwise.
Right, and you're featuring some artists that at least looking through these, there are many that I've never heard of before, but there are also quite a few that I've been a big fan of that I haven't heard from lately, like Todd Snyder is your featured video. What a talented, underrated artist he is. I mean, people don't know who he is, and hopefully by being exposed here, maybe he'll, pick up a few more fans.
Well, the nice thing that's happened is that we've gone on to make records with a lot of these people. There's a new Todd Snyder album that came out this week. Funny you should
mention. Really?
Called The Excitement Plan, and he's an amazing artist. I'm right with you. He's great. And
well,
Joe,
back,
also,
you know, back in the KSCA days, we used to play him on the radio. It was And, I hadn't heard from him since, so it's really nice to see him. And Jill Sobule is just awesome, and she just self-released her own album, California Years.
Well, we did that together. I produced
did
that.
You?
And it was, an offshoot of the Wasmopolitan thing. We came in, we did one song, and we did that furniture store show. And then she went online and had a telethon on her website, and she raised $85,000.
Yep.
From donors to make an album, and we made that album together a year ago, and it's out, and it's a great record.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I had her on the air to talk about how she did it, how she financed it. She actually sold different, people could buy into it, and I know one person paid, I think, to like $10,000 to mm-hmm. sing backup on a song.
And she flew from London. I don't
know. That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
it's a great story.
She sang it too.
That's what Jill said. That's what Jill said. Yeah. So I love it. You know, I think the internet has become sort of made the great equalizer. Look, it brought us and the people of Iran together through Twitter. I mean, after the days after the election, I was glued to Twitter, and I never understood Twitter before those few days, and then it clicked. It's like, that's what this site is for. And you know, just what you're doing here, I think it's just such a great vehicle to allow for, I look at it as a great equalizer. It lets you put out people, music from people like Jill Sobule and Todd Snyder. I see Sass Jordan on here, and I hadn't heard from her in years. And it's a way without, having to go through major record labels to be able to get this music out, and people can find it more easily. I think, it's opening a whole new world.
It's really something, and this thing with the Stand By Me record, that's a real eye-opener, because we've never had a response where, over a million people have, listened to it 3 days after we put something up. But that just goes to show the power of it,
Absolutely.
People all over the world, too. And they can talk back to you. They can tell you what they think, The comments on the Stand By Me site are just amazing, to get messages back from people in Iran, saying, thank you so much, and that they appreciate it, and they can tell you that.
Yeah, it's got to be rewarding in a whole different kind of way, huh?
Yeah, and I think for the right reasons, too.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
I'm glad we did it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Don Was, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I've enjoyed this time together so much, and I really thank you for coming on the air with me.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you. It's a great show.
Thank you so much. All right. And again, there's a link. The Stand By Me video is embedded on my blog at radioornot.com. And there's a link to it from airamerica.com. And I'll make sure that the the Don Was, the Wasmopolitan Cavalcade of Recorded Music is also linked from there, too. Next time I'm in L.A., hopefully I'll get to see you play live. Don Was, we're going to take a break, come back on the other side, and check in with and find out the progress, if any, has been made on this boat. We've been covering the story for the last three nights. The boat carrying relief materials, food, medical supplies, building materials and toys for kids in the Gaza Strip that was sent out with all these materials from freegaza.org in Cyprus. The boat was boarded by the Israeli Navy. The 21 people on board, including former U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, they were all taken prisoner by the Israeli government. And we'll get an update in just a moment from Greta Berlin of Free Gaza. We'll be right back on Air America Radio.